I'm Patrick.
And I'm Marius.
This is the moment you have all been waiting for.
Who has been waiting?
Just go with it.
Welcome to our amazing,
interesting, wonderful podcast of figurative language.
Hey, Pat, what is your favorite figurative language?
My favorite figurative language is onomatopoeia. Do you want me to tell you the definition?
No, I think
The definition is words that sound like the object or action the word refers to.
Can we get back to my figurative language?
I'm good. The onomatopoeia makes sounds like stomp, stomp, and crunch, crunch.
Cool.
Hey, Marius, what's your favorite type of figurative language?
Alliteration. The definition of alliteration is the repetition of the beginning consonant sounds in two or more neighboring words or syllables. Are there any other kind of figurative language that you like?
I also like hyperboles. Now it's time for me to talk about hyperboles.
Okay.
Shh! Don't interrupt! A hyperbole is an obvious exaggeration, just like Marius interrupts me a million times. But that's more of a true statement.
Stop saying things that are fake.
How rude!
Yeah, that's a really cool way to exaggerate.
What's your second favorite figurative language, Marius?
My second favorite figurative language is simile. A simile is a figure of speech comparing two things with like or as. We have only covered four of our favorite figurative languages: simile, hyperbole, onomatopoeia, and alliteration. There are much more forms of figurative language like metaphor, idiom, personification, and much more. I'm waiting.
Wow, that's a lot.
Figurative language is a great way to figuratively tell the reader something.
It has been a pleasure recording this podcast for you and you
to hear.